Last week, there was a protest outside the office of the drug giant Sanofi in Cambridge, Massachusetts. They are one of three manufacturers of the life-saving drug insulin, which has reportedly gone up in price recently as much as 5,000%. Two of the mothers at the protest were holding vials containing ashes of their young adult children, who they said had died because they'd lost insurance, couldn't afford the daily insulin, and were rationing it. The protesters were backed by the group Right Care Alliance. Antoinette Worsham from Cincinnati was there. She says her daughter Antavia was rationing when she died last year at 22. Antoinette joins us now from Cincinnati. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
And we're so sorry to hear about this. And this topic, you know, on this week with Thanksgiving must be particularly painful. But obviously you've now devoted yourself to awareness. You founded the nonprofit and you are the CEO of T1 Diabetes Inc. to get the word out. Can you explain to us, it's hard to understand why Antavia could not get insurance, could not get even on Medicaid or something. Why was she not able to get insulin covered?
Antavia aged out of BCMH, which is a state-funded organization here. It's a program, a state-funded program in Cincinnati, Ohio. The age is 21 years of age. And she did have coverage under my employer, but of course there's a high deductible that she had to meet. So at that point, she rationed, she used her sister's, she used her grandpa's insulin until they could no longer, allow her to borrow their insulin.
Well, a couple of things. There was another woman at the protest, Nicole Smith-Holt from Richfield, Minnesota. Her son, it seemed, also aged out of Obamacare after 26 and was also rationing. And you mentioned that your one daughter was borrowing from another daughter who also has type 1 diabetes. These can be family diseases. And we want to be clear, type 1 is the diabetes in which your pancreas just does not produce insulin at all, no matter how much you change your lifestyle. You cannot will it back.
Right.
And so she needed this insulin to live. Did you know she was rationing?
I didn't know she was rationing. She did try to get help from resources. Those resources were limited. But because of her income, because of mom's income, she could not get extra help.
Yeah.
She was kicked off of Medicaid because of her income. So at this point, how does Americans become eligible? Sanofi explained their rebuttal was they offer programs for eligible. All T1 diabetics should be eligible.
In other words, you're saying these are T1, type 1. These are people who there's nothing they can do to change the fact that their pancreas can't produce the insulin. So they should all be eligible. There shouldn't be some kind of litmus for them. Well, Sanofi also issued a statement saying, "We take this issue seriously and continue to explore innovative ways to find solutions to help eliminate or significantly reduce out-of-pocket expenses for patients." How much was it costing, the out-of-pocket, even when there was some coverage?
About roughly $1,000 per month for insulin.
What?
The insulin pens, the diabetic supplies, test strips, lancets, the meter. It costs a lot per month for a diabetic to live.
Well, and people who have lived with this know that you use insulin all day long. You keep taking your blood and then you have to use the insulin to balance the amount of sugar in your blood. You use it all day long. And if you start to get off track, you can't. I mean, if people know how they feel when they have really low blood sugar, you know, you can't think correctly. So even if, you know, if she was rationing and starting to fail, she might not have been able to know it.
That is correct. My youngest, she's 18 years old. She was diagnosed at the age of 12, and she goes low and she can feel it. There's been times I wake up in the morning and I see applesauce containers and I say, "Why did you eat applesauce?" "Oh, I felt my sugar was going low." And I'm just so afraid that when Antonique hits that 21-year mark, it's going to happen to her.
Well, so you are fighting now to bring awareness to this and to bring the manufacturers, there's three of them, to the table to try to bring the cost down. I mean, you've met other mothers. You've met other families this has happened to.
Yes, and I'm sure that I'll meet more T1 Diabetes Journey, Inc., which is my nonprofit organization. I honor and feature type 1 diabetics on my website. There is an 11 memory tab, and I'm sure soon that will fill up. I thank Right Care Alliance for, you know, helping me get my story out. So I miss my daughter greatly, and we just want to see a change. And again, I appreciate Right Care Alliance for bringing me on board, and I'm ready to fight.
Antoinette Warsham, we'll link you to her nonprofit, T1 Diabetes Journey, Inc., and to Right Care Alliance at hearnow.org. Antoinette, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
And we've reached out to Sanofi for more comment and hope to hear back from them as well.